And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I am going to talk about a topic that I've addressed before, but I think it's important to bring this topic back to the forefront. The reason I think it's important to have this topic in the forefront is because it's more than just a topic. It's really a person. It's really a being. It's somebody who has experience. It's somebody who has knowledge. It's somebody that you need to have on your team. I'm talking about a mentor. You need to have a mentor advising you on how to invest in real estate, because a mentor is somebody who has knowledge and experience. They typically have years of experience and knowledge in real estate investing. They've faced various challenges. They've made some mistakes along the way, but they've learned from those mistakes. And more importantly, they can help you leverage their expertise to avoid common pitfalls and make informed decisions regarding investing in real estate. That's one of the reasons I think having a mentor on your team is so darn important. A mentor is somebody that can advise you on the path that you are following. They've been there. They've done that. They've gotten all the t-shirts. Some of the t-shirts are ripped. I get that, but they learn from the ripped t-shirts. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? All right. Well, suppose you're considering buying a rental property. Maybe it's a single family house or a small multifamily apartment community. It really doesn't matter what the actual asset is. The mentor is someone who has been in the real estate industry for years and can offer insights into things like market trends, neighborhood dynamics, and property valuation methods. Yeah, I just hit you with a lot of information, right? But they're knowledgeable about the things that you're still working your way through. They might even share their experiences with different types of properties, such as single-family homes, multifamily units, or possibly commercial spaces, in which case they are helping you to understand which investment opportunity aligns best with your goals. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the services that we offer, besides the education component, is dedicated mentoring. And the reason we offer dedicated mentoring is because, well, our members desire it. I mean, we wouldn't offer it to our members if they didn't want it. It would be a waste of our time. It'd be a waste of their time. But we have many members that want to take advantage of the dedicated mentoring services provided by Lifestyles Unlimited. And the reason they want that is because they want somebody on their team who has followed the roadmap that they are learning as a real estate investor. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the first decisions you're going to need to make is whether or not you're going to put a mentor on your team. And I'll be the first one to tell you that the decision needs to be yes. Yes, I'm going to put a mentor on my team. Now, do you have to use a dedicated mentor provided by Lifestyles Unlimited? The short answer is no, you don't. You can go out and you can find somebody who's been there, done that, made some mistakes, learned from those mistakes, and is willing to assist you with your journey. They are out there. There are people out there that are willing to help you along the way. But having a dedicated mentor, that just makes things a little bit easier. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have more than just one dedicated mentor. We have mentors in the single family space. We have mentors in the multifamily space. We actually have a mentor on the radio. Did you know that? It's not me. Now, let's be very clear. I am not here mentoring you. I am here educating you. I am here informing you, but I am not your mentor. And here's why I'm not your mentor. I am not intimate with what you are doing for real estate investing. I am not intimate with your financial challenges. I am not intimate with your financial trajectory. I am not intimate with what you are trying to accomplish with real estate. I am not privy to that information, and I don't want to be privy to that information. It's as simple as that. I don't want to be a mentor, and it's not because I would be bad at being a mentor. It's just that I have my place. I have my role. So who is this mentor that I'm talking about? Well, the guy's name just happens to be Del Walmsley. Have you heard the name before? I know I've brought up Del's name many times before. And the reason Del is our mentor on the radio is because he has almost 35 years experience buying, selling, trading real estate, either single family real estate or multifamily real estate, and even forms of commercial real estate. So a mentor can provide you the guidance and advice tailored to your specific situation. Now, imagine you're analyzing a potential real estate deal, but you feel uncertain about its profitability. Your mentor can review the deal with you, pointing out factors like cash flow projections, potential renovation costs, market demand, and a lot of other salient information that's important to the deal. They might even advise you on negotiation tactics or financing options, which empowers you to make a well-informed decision. And isn't that what you want to do? You want to make a well-informed decision. Now, before I get too far into the show, I've got to remind you that the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, this show that you're listening to, is just one of a series of different shows that the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network puts out on a daily basis. Now, we are the sister show to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Yeah, so that guy I was telling you is one of my mentors, that mentors on the radio, he has his own radio show. Now, if you don't know where to find that radio show, the easiest way to do it is to do this. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and you can check out all of our radio shows there. They are repurposed as podcasts and they are stored on our site. If you don't want to do that and you have a favorite podcast subscriber, or I should say subscription service that you use, which that's the way I get my podcasts, you can subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And what it will do is it will subscribe you not only to this show, but you'll get access to Del's show. So what does that mean? It means that you get a minimum of 8 different shows every week that are designed to help you understand what you're doing when it comes to real estate investing. Now, Del comes at everything from a mentor's point of view. I mean, that's basically his role in the organization. That's one of the things that he does. He is one of our main mentors, and he will mentor members from time to time, although we have a whole bunch of other great people that offer the mentoring services, and they will do the same thing. But when it comes to mentors, one of the things that I think a mentor does for you that's very important is they can introduce you to networking opportunities. Now, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you don't really need to lean on your mentor for that because the organization does a really good job of providing networking opportunities. But let's say you decide to go at it alone. Let's say you decide that you don't want to be a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for whatever reason. That mentor that you select often has a wide network of contacts in the real estate industry, including other investors, agents, lenders, contractors, and property managers. By connecting you with their network, a mentor can help you build valuable relationships and access resources that can benefit all of your investments. So let's say you're looking for a reliable contractor. And who isn't, right? I mean, that's probably one of the most difficult things to do in real estate investing is to find a very reliable general contractor. So let's say you're looking for one, and the role that the general contractor will provide to you is they're going to help you renovate your property. Now, your mentor could introduce you to trusted professionals that they've worked with in the past. They could also invite you to industry events, networking groups, or online forums where you can connect with other investors and expand your circle of contacts. So why is this so important? because the more people that you know, the more you know. It's as simple as that. Networking is something that you're going to have to get good at as a real estate investor. Now, I know some of you are, you're networking adverse. You don't want to network. You don't like talking to other people. You're afraid of talking to other people. And I understand that. I mean, not everybody's like that, but some people are like that. But let me put your fears at ease. First of all, when you're talking to other real estate investors, you're talking to people that are in the game. You're talking to people that have skin in the game. You're talking to people that could benefit you. And your mentor can help you get to know these other like-minded individuals. Because when you get to know these other like-minded individuals, you can share information. And sharing information is really the root cause of what networking is designed to do. You want to share information. Now, you don't want to be greedy and take all the information for yourself. You also want to offer information up. That's how the other people that are networking also get a benefit of networking. There's nobody that goes out and networks that just wants to gain information. They want to help other people too. And that is a key component to being a networking real estate investor. It's a very, very important step. And if you don't know how to do it, your mentor can help you. I have seen some of the dedicated Lifestyles Unlimited mentors specifically hold the hand of some of our newer members that are afraid of networking, and they literally take them through a room of people and introduce them to all these people that they know. It's amazing. Now, have I required my mentor to do that for me? No, actually I haven't. And here's why. I'm kind of a social butterfly. I like to get out. I like to meet other people. I like to find out who you are, what you do, and how you can help me. I mean, that's important. But if you don't know how to do that, if you're afraid of doing that, your mentor can fill a huge void that you need to fill. Do not discount networking, and do not discount what your mentor can do for you when it comes to the area of networking. Now, one of the things that I think is very important that a mentor does, and this is something that I rely on my mentors for, is accountability. Yeah, accountability. When you have a mentor, you have someone that holds you accountable to your actions and your decisions. This accountability can help you stay focused and disciplined, especially during challenging times or when faced with tough decisions. I'm serious as a heart attack when it comes to the accountability piece. And I'll tell you what, I have more to say on accountability, but we're going to commercial break. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold my thoughts through the commercial break, and then when I come back, I'm going to talk to you more about accountability. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Del Walmsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
Well, we purchased it for $8.275, and it's worth $19 million now.
Wait, whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. And I'm doing so today by talking about the concept of mentors and what mentors bring to the table, because I think it's a very important role that needs to be filled, and you can't fill it yourself. You can't be your own mentor. And here's why. You don't know what you don't know. You know, it's funny. I was talking to Rick at the commercial break, and we were talking a little bit about accountability, and he brought up Bruce Lee and a book that Bruce Lee wrote when he injured his back, and he was told by doctors that you're probably done, Bruce. You can't do martial arts anymore. Your career is over. Because the road to recovery does require some accountability. You do need somebody to hold you accountable for your actions, because here's the thing. Bruce Lee would have basically had two options. One option is do what he did and get back into fighting shape. The other option would be do nothing and just deteriorate. But he went with option number one. And we all know that Bruce Lee, well, he was Bruce Lee, right? What I want to talk about is the accountability that a mentor can provide to you. And more importantly, that mentor is someone that will hold you accountable for your actions and your decisions. Now, suppose you set a goal. Remember, I talked to you a little earlier in the show. I said all of your goals and objectives need to be laid out, and your mentor is somebody that's going to help you achieve those goals and objectives. Well, they do it based off of the fact that they hold you accountable. They ask you some very specific questions, and they get specific answers back, which triggers in their mind that they need to follow up with you on what you're trying to achieve. So let's say you're trying to acquire 2 rental properties before the end of the calendar year. Your mentor can help you create a roadmap to achieve this goal, and they will check in regularly with you to track your progress. Knowing that you have someone holding you accountable can motivate you to stay focused and take consistent action towards your objectives. Now, I'll be the first one to admit that's one of the things that I use my mentor for. I need accountability, because if I don't have accountability, and I learned this in the military, trust me, I learned this ad nauseum in the military. The military was really good at holding me accountable for a lot of things. I had physical fitness requirements. I had operational requirements. I had personal requirements. I had unit-based requirements. I had to make sure that my unit was able to mobilize and go do its mission. And I had people holding me accountable. Now, they weren't necessarily mentors, or were they? Because the people that wanted to see me succeed were actually acting more like mentors than bosses to me. So you may have somebody in your life where you work that acts like a mentor to you, but keep in mind, they're mentoring you on that job. That particular mentor isn't necessarily the right mentor for you if you're going to get into real estate investing. If you're going to do real estate investing, you need a mentor that understands real estate investing, and not just any kind of real estate investing, the type of real estate investing that you're planning to do, the type of operations you're trying to achieve, the type of result you're trying to accomplish. That's the type of mentor that you need. Now, get this. A mentor is really good at giving you a confidence boost. Yeah, I'm serious, because now check it out. Investing in real estate can be intimidating. It can be very intimidating, especially if you're just starting out. So having that mentor by your side can provide a confidence boost, because you know that you have someone experienced to turn to for advice and support. Imagine you're considering your first real estate investment, but you're feeling nervous about taking the leap. I mean, you're not feeling warm and fuzzy. But if you have a mentor who has successfully navigated similar situations, they can provide reassurance and encouragement to you. They might even share stories of their initial doubts and how they overcame them, and how they will instill confidence in your ability to succeed. And right there, that's the key takeaway. Your ability to succeed, because your mentor is interested in your success. Your mentor does not want to see you fail. Your mentor is also somebody that will help you with risk management, because they want to make sure that you're not going off the rails. They want to make sure that you're doing everything in accordance with the game plan. And when it comes to Lifestyles Unlimited, that you're doing things in accordance with the map that you have been trained to follow. Now, that map has many, many roads, many, many branches and sequels that you can take. There are many, many different paths that you can follow to get to your objective of real estate retirement in 5 years. And that Lifestyles Unlimited mentor is somebody who is trained in doing that. And more importantly, they've accomplished it themselves. But let me go back to risk management, because real estate investing involves inherent risks, such as market fluctuations. You may have resident issues, and you may have unexpected expenses. I mean, some of these things can show up, and maybe you didn't plan for them. But a mentor can help you identify and mitigate these risks by sharing their knowledge and experience in risk management strategies. So what am I getting at? Okay, here's what I'm getting at. Let's say you're evaluating a potential investment in a high-risk market. Now, personally, I wouldn't go into a high-risk market, but I do know people that do that because they feel comfortable doing it. So if you're considering a potential investment in a high-risk market, your mentor can help you conduct thorough due diligence. They can help you assess factors like vacancy rates, economic indicators, regulatory risks. They can also share strategies for diversifying your portfolio to mitigate overall risk exposure. What do I mean by diversify? I mean, it sounds like we're investing in the stock market. No, that's not what we're doing. One of the things that your mentor may advise you to do if you're going to a high-risk market is they may encourage you to invest in that market, but they may advise you to go into other markets that have less risk. In other words, you mitigate your risk because you're invested in different markets that have better risk tolerance levels. Now, what else can a mentor do for you? Well, they can help you achieve long-term success. I mean, ultimately, having a mentor can increase your chances of long-term success in real estate investing. And by learning from someone who has already achieved success in the industry, you can avoid common pitfalls, you can make smarter investment decisions, and ultimately, you can achieve your financial goals faster. Remember, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we're all about getting you to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. 5 years isn't a very long period of time, especially when you compare it to what you're doing now for retirement. Remember, you're on that 35 to 45 year slug of saving money and hopefully having enough money when you retire that you don't run out before you die. Yeah, I'm serious about that. So let's get back to that concept of long-term success. Let's say you've been investing in real estate for several years and you've encountered a market downturn that might be impacting your portfolio. Your mentor, who has weathered similar challenges in the past, can offer guidance on adjusting your investment strategy, such as maybe diversifying into different asset classes or markets to help you ensure your long-term financial goals remain achievable. I think that's very important. Remember, that mentor isn't there when you're just starting up. That mentor is there throughout your entire journey. Now, along the way, you may change mentors, or maybe a mentor decides, you know what? I'm kind of done with mentoring. I don't want to do it anymore. I've had fun. I've helped a lot of people achieve what they want to achieve, but I'm going to hang up my spurs and I'm going to go into retirement as a mentor. Okay, it happens. There are other mentors out there that you can lean on. And that's one of the things that I love about the Lifestyles Unlimited mentoring program, is that it is filled with all kinds of wonderful Lifestyles Unlimited members who have made an informed decision that they want to help other people. They want to help other members. They want to help me achieve my goals. Now, when I started as a real estate investor back in 2017, I had a very particular mentor that I worked with in the multifamily space. And over time, that particular mentor, he hung up his spurs. He decided that he wanted to really just enjoy retirement. And you know what? Good for him. Good for him. And here's the thing. I see the guy all the time. He comes to Lifestyles Unlimited events. He's still active in the community. He's just not active as a mentor. But get this. I know I can go up to him and I can ask him a very specific mentoring related question. And you know what I'm going to get? A mentor's answer. I'm still going to get a mentor's answer from him, even though he's not engaged in the practice of being a mentor. So some of you are probably thinking, well, Well, what do you do? Who do you rely on now if that guy has hung up his spurs? I've got a different guy that I rely on. That different guy is somebody who understands what I am doing as a real estate investor. Now, my situation has changed since 2017. Back in 2017, I was a brand new member to Lifestyles Unlimited. I was trying to figure out all of this real estate investing stuff, and I wanted to be a passive investor. I wanted to invest my money with other Lifestyles Unlimited members. So the mentorship that I received from my mentors were designed to help me achieve that goal. And you know what they helped me achieve? That goal. I achieved that goal. And then when my mentor decided to leave, not a problem. I just switched over to another guy that I know very well that I became friends with. And now I'm using him exclusively as my multifamily mentor. And I'm doing so because, well, he cares. He cares about me. He cares about my success. You know what he told me on the last phone call? Here, I'll share this with you. He said, look, you've got my number. Call me anytime. I don't care if it's Sunday afternoon. I don't care if it's 3 a.m. I don't care if I'm sitting on a beach in Hawaii with my beautiful spouse. If you need to ask me a question, pick up the phone and call me. Now, that is somebody who cares. Now, I respect his time. I respect his life. I respect what he has achieved as a mentor. I really respect what he's achieved with his real estate investing. I mean, I'm kind of patterning my real estate investing after him because I have seen the results that he's achieved. And one of the things that I learned at Lifestyles Unlimited is that I don't need to reinvent the wheel. No, I don't need to reinvent the wheel at all. The wheel has already been created for me. All I need to do is follow the success of the wheel. And his wheel is very successful. And he does certain things, and he invests in the markets that I am interested in investing in. So do you think that I get the information that I'm looking for? You bet your buns I get the information I'm looking for. Yeah, absolutely. And here's the beautiful thing. I don't have to call him Sunday afternoon. I don't have to call him at 3 a.m. There's nothing that is such a major emergency in what I'm doing as a real estate investor that I can't contact him at a reasonable period of time. So to me, a reasonable period of time is like Monday through Friday, maybe from the hours of, I don't know, say 9 a.m. to say 5 p.m. Yeah, kind of like normal work hours, right? Because I respect who he is. I respect the fact that he has his own investments, and I respect the fact that he is mentoring other people besides me. But here's the thing. I am getting everything that I need. I am getting all of the benefits that a mentor provides. I am getting access to his long-term success. I am getting access to the mistakes that he's made. I'm getting access to the fact that he's holding me accountable to what I'm doing. So then when we talk this afternoon, he's going to ask me some questions about, did you do this? Did you do that? And I don't want to be the guy that says, no, I didn't get around to it. Because you know what? That would make me a lazy real estate investor. And I don't want to be a lazy real estate investor. I want to be a successful real estate investor like my mentor. So when it comes to mentoring, all I can really tell you from this point out is that you have to have mentoring. You have to have a mentor who's investing in real estate assets that can provide invaluable guidance, support, resources, and other things that you need that can help you navigate the complexities of the markets and increase your success as a real estate investor. Now, for those of you that are on the fence, those of you who are trying to figure out how to do this, how do I invest the way you're investing, Al? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.